It's graduation week at Towson University, and the campus is crowded with proud families. It's also dotted with signs bearing the hashtag NotAtTU. Those signs are part of an effort to teach students about policies for reporting incidents of hatred and bias. As Towson student Kevin Beliveau reports, the campaign comes after an uproar over a racially charged incident in the university's Liberal Arts Center.
You know it exists. You know it's still some racism and things out here. It's more personal when it hits you.
That's Tracy Jones, a Black woman and supervisor of Towson's CLA Cafe. She was the target of a white male student who snarled, "Your kind of people don't listen," when she asked him to repeat his order last April 5th. And to make matters worse, she said, he threw his change over the counter at her.
Yes, it hit the floor, it rolled over near our ovens, and I'm just standing there like, are you really serious? So when it was all said and done, I just called my boss, and then he told me the people to call to report it.
News of the incident spread quickly, leading to a rally in Freedom Square near the center of campus where students voiced their outrage and demanded changes. Students took to Twitter to complain the administration failed to punish racist incidents. Meanwhile, the administration quickly implemented measures to ensure the safety of workers in the cafe, including stationing campus police officers there. Jones says that made her feel safer.
I appreciate everybody, and especially the police officers, and, you know, they still come by every hour.
In early May, the Student Government Association, or SGA, held an event in the Student Union to promote positive discussion of ethnicity and explain how students should report incidents of hate or bias. Campus Police Chief Bernie Gerst was there.
I'm here at today's event because I want to show our support for the event, because clearly there is no room for hate here at Towson University. We want to show our support for the students and to let them know that their police department is here for them, and that we want them to feel safe and in a welcoming and an inclusive environment here.
With community officials being seen joining forces, the Not at TU campaign appears to be a direct response to the incident in the CLA. But SGA President Kurt Anderson says the plans have been in the works for a while.
We began this process in October, and we are planning on launching it in January, but certain, like, there are just random things happened that delayed the process. What we were going to do is wait till the fall to do a bigger campaign, but based on what happened last week, we rushed the rollout.
The campaign is meant to promote equality within the community, as well as provide information students can use to help prevent more incidents from occurring.
A lot of the feedback that we got from some of the stuff that happened last semester was that students did not realize that we had procedures in place to report hate bias incidents and didn't know how to report it. What's going to happen next semester, there'll be a larger launch. There'll be some promotional videos that are created. There's going to be some teach-ins and workshops around it.
Jones says all these moves have made a difference.
We feel like now somebody cares. They don't just look at us as the people who fix our food and give us coffee and that's it. Now we feel like we are part of Towson.
She also says she doesn't want to deal with the student at the heart of the incident.
Hopefully he will graduate by the time we come back in August and I don't ever have to see him again.
I'm Kevin Beliveau reporting for 88.1 WYPR.